if you talk to a drug head long enough, they'll make a comment. Usually they'll make a comment like, living the dream, living the dream. And you look at their life and you say, that's not much of a dream. You see that they're mooching off of somebody else and they're always drugged out of their mind. They're not in another, they're in another world usually. And they're being enabled by somebody. They're codependent on somebody. Somebody's enabling them, and they say, living the dream, living the dream. And they're usually not working a job. Living the dream. And you sit and you look and you think about it and you say, wait a minute. Why would they say that when they're not really living the dream? It's misery. So the only thing I can figure is their idea of a dream is just sitting around mooching off somebody. That's their idea of a dream. And they're usually gaining weight, they're usually sick, and they're usually depressed and crying. But when they're up on the other side, they're saying, living the dream, living the dream. But then when they don't get their drugs, they're all mad and fighting and arguing. Drama. And I've come to the conclusion that to them, that is their dream. That is their dream. And they're usually prostituting. They won't ever admit it, but they usually are. And you're sitting there looking at them like, how can you call this a dream? Your mind ain't right. Your soul ain't right. Your emotions ain't right. Nothing about you is right. All wrong. But they really believe they're living the dream because they've learned how to con somebody and play the drama games and mooch off of somebody and keep that other person who's enabling them in a cycle repeat trying to help them or rescue them, you know. Living the dream blows my mind. It's a trip, to be honest with you. It is a trip.